God calls us to contribute all we have. As we hear in the gospel today, this lady, just with such generosity, it says from her poverty, she contributed all she had, her whole livelihood. And so in this week, November 7th through the 13th, the church celebrates National Vocations Awareness Week. And not only do we become aware of vocations, but also pray for them in our church, and also thank God for the ways that we are called to contribute all that we are, all that we have. For we know that giving to God will always be met with an abundance of reward. Preview in this world and the promise of the eternal reward. So as we think of all of these realities of the vocation, being called by God to contribute all, that there are different ways that you can think about that. The one is that every single one of us in this church and everyone who God has created has the universal call. A universal call that we all share. It's all the same for every single one of us. It's a call to holiness. It's a call to salvation. It's a call to be freed from the traps of this world, from the sin of this world, so that way we can live the way that God created us to, and know that there is this gift of salvation for us. That second reading from the Hebrews talking about Jesus, the high priest, his vocation, his call from the Father to sanctify, and he offers that salvation to us. But then after you understand this universal call to holiness that we all have, then there are primary vocations, ways in which we've seen throughout history the church has seen people live out this holiness. They've contributed all. And that includes the four primary vocations. One, to the priesthood. God calling men to serve at the altar of this church and in the world and in these ways in which we'll bring sanctity. Also to holy married life, the sacrament of marriage, which offers the graces to be able to live the best that a couple can. To be able to also know the third primary vocation, to holy single life. Some even going so far to be consecrated in their single life, and choosing that to live in a way they would contribute all in a very specific way. And finally, to religious life as a sister or a brother, promising, making the vows of poverty and chastity and obedience so as to give all and to invite and encourage others, no matter what their vocation is, to give all as well. So in this month of November, as we remember those who have gone before us, let us just remember for a moment Monsignor Tom Adrians, the way that he, living out his vocation, served this church so well for many years, and all of the other priests and deacons who served here so well and have gone before us. We think of Sister Joan Hinges and her life of service, the way she contributed all by answering this call to religious life and serving and giving and contributing all and building up our parish community. And we remember her, and we pray for all those who have gone before us. We remember the hundreds, the multitude of married couples who have come in these doors and out. Those who have made it to an anniversary, like we think of the Corsis that we'll celebrate today. And so many more. For those who have experienced separation in their marriage but have come back to the Lord to receive assistance and know that they are still called to holiness and receive support from our Lord. For those who are called to single life and the ways that the many who have been part of this church and have been sustained by the food of this altar and then go forward to the community to contribute all and serve in such beautiful ways at work and in friendships and in neighborhood. So as we all just think about this call that we are all called, God calls us to contribute all that we have. Sometimes it's hard to know what that looks like, and so by way of trying to encourage those of you who know your vocation, what has God called you to, the way that He's called you to contribute all, and just remember your own story. And for those many people, especially young people, who are still wondering, what is my vocation? What of these four primary vocations and many other ways am I called to contribute all? I'll share with you briefly my own vocation story. Growing up in Lamar, growing up Catholic, praying as best as I can. Many of you have heard the testimony of just kind of answering the call to discipleship and following Jesus in general. But thereafter, having encountered Jesus in a powerful way as a high school kid, then at that same time, my older brother decided to go to seminary, and I didn't know what that even meant, but after it was explained to me that that means a guy's thinking about becoming a priest in the church, I was a little bit more open to that idea, and I had had priests ask me to think about it before, and so I was fairly open to it, but also didn't want it to get in the way of my skateboarding, so I was a little bit hesitant, but I would say, okay, there might be something here. And after a couple years of thinking about it, I came to the point where I said, yeah, I could totally be a priest. All I have to do is work one day a week and we're good. But what was interesting is in the capturing of the world and the temptation of it all is, and my own fears and insecurities, I wasn't convinced that I could be a good husband and a good father. I wasn't certain that if I was called to the single life that I would be able to really focus on others, because maybe I was just too focused on myself. And so I knew there was maturity and growth that needed to happen. And so I, you know, just discerned a lot, talked to family and friends, and knew that I was at least supposed to come to college for a little while and mature. The summer after I graduated high school, my mother died in a car accident. And what a crushing blow for our entire family. And at that point in time, I didn't want to go anywhere, but by the grace of God, I knew that she would want me to go forward, that God was calling me into more in this life, and part of that was going to be discovered there. And so through the course of college and working with campus ministry, as well as just kind of staying close to the church, I was able to have a couple important relationships and come to this grace that I could be a good husband and a good father. And with that freedom, the call to the priesthood was still in my heart. And so I applied to the seminary and I went out to Indiana where Bishop Tafoya asked me to study. And so after being there for about a year, another important moment came about. A bishop came and he was giving a talk. And at one point he said, I don't know if you're still discerning, making a decision with the Holy Spirit towards the priesthood or to another vocation, or if you've finalized your discernment. But he just mentioned he would be praying for us. But when he said those words, finalize your discernment, it was like an explosion in my chest of the Holy Spirit just very clearly verifying that I was being called to the priesthood. And so it took a while to process that and see if that was just an emotional reaction or if that was genuine and really the work of the Holy Spirit, and came to determine, yeah, that was really the Lord at present. And knowing that there would still be bumps along the way and that not everything would be clear and that I'd have to work through it, but that was still the determination to continue forward. And the final thought that I could share with you so much about the vocation story, but is that about a year before I became a transitional deacon, so making that ordination and everything's really solid at that point in time, I was still struggling with the idea of, am I really called to live a celibate life? And so I went to a conference. I was working as a hospital chaplain in Arizona. And I went to a conference and the presenter said, whatever you need to hear from the Lord, you just need to ask Him tonight. And we were in adoration, and so the Lord was present on the altar. And so I did. I asked, I said, Lord, I need to know that if I will become your priest, that I will receive the love that my heart desires. The love that I'm convinced I would receive as a married man and maybe a father of children, but I need to kind of have a sense of that here before I make this lifelong commitment. And so as I'm praying, eyes down, I lifted them up and looked upon the monstrance, the gold stand in which Jesus is held for prayer. And around the Blessed Sacrament was a ring of jewels as part of that religious art. And in that moment, I knew that the Lord was offering me a promise ring. I promise I will love you. And from these last 6 years of priesthood, I can testify that that promise has been fulfilled. It continues to be fulfilled. The support that I receive from parishioners, the love that I have, the great joys of seeing my own siblings and their families and the ways they're called. Just all of this is such a gift. Doesn't mean that it comes without difficulties and people accusing me of a million things because I'm a Catholic priest, of difficulties of wondering what's going to come of our church if we see the declining numbers and all these other things. But that's when we look back to the first reading from today and Elijah the prophet there in the desert. What are we going to do? The widow and her son, what are we going to do? The food is all ran out. And this is where the Lord is saying, you've got to trust me. And so we trust the Lord with our own vocations, with those who are discerning their vocation, with knowing that the Lord will provide for his church, that he will answer the prayers of our heart, that he will walk with us in the difficult times, he will bring great joy to our lives. In terms of promoting vocation, the best thing that I can say to a person who's considering especially priesthood or religious life is that I love being a priest. And I'm so glad that God called me to, and I'm so glad that I get to work with all of you and be here present to connect people to God, God to people, to be able to be in that relationship myself. So as we reflect on it this day, now what? We'll just reflect on the ways God has called us, the way we can continue to pray for vocations, knowing that God calls us to contribute all.